The western end of Lake Erie, especially near Toledo, is seeing a lot of algae this year. It's been worse, but this year is larger than average, and we're seeing blue-green algae. Now, that's a bacteria that can produce a toxin. It can make you sick if you swim in it. It can make your pets put sick. It's a problem for water purification plants and drinking water, too. We wanted to talk to Don Scavia. He's the director of the Graham Sustainability Institute at the University of Michigan. He's also an aquatic ecologist. Don, you keep tabs on this algal bloom. Let's put this in perspective. When Lake Erie was considered dead back in the 1960s and 70s, these algae blooms were contributing factor to that, right?
They were. Both in the western basin of Lake Erie, where these blooms that are occurring now were happening, but also in the central basin, and those algal blooms that caused the dead zone in the central basin were key to declaring, inappropriately, but declaring the lake dead back then.
So it's not as bad as then. It's not even as bad as it was back in 2011, which was kind of record-breaking for the last decade or so. Why is it a concern this year?
Well, the models that we use to forecast what it's going to be like later on this summer are based on the amount of phosphorus coming into the Western Basin, primarily through the Maumee River. And the loads were quite a bit above average this year. And so the forecasts are that the blooms, as it evolves into August and September, is going to be significantly larger than average, but not nearly the size of the 2011 catastrophe.
Now, sewer plants and farming practices are the main culprits in dumping nutrients into the rivers that feed into Lake Erie, such as Maumee. But the Toledo sewer plant was supposed to be upgraded. Has that happened?
I don't know the specifics about the Toledo plant, but I do know that in response to the Great Lakes Water Quality Agreement back in the 70s and actions in the 80s, that most of the sewage treatment plants were upgraded in the region, and most of the phosphorus loading into Lake Erie now is coming from what's called non-point sources, that is not coming out of individual pipes from treatment plants, but rather coming off the agricultural lands.
So this is chiefly from overuse of fertilizer by Ohio farmers.
It's from agriculture. It's from over fertilizing in some cases. It's from changes in agricultural practices that have changed the kind of phosphorus that's going into the lake that we're just trying to understand now what's caused that and what we need to do to address it.
Why can't we get farmers to reduce fertilizer running off farm fields?
Well, there has been a lot of effort over a fair amount of time to try to improve that situation. There's even more coming up now out of the new parts of the newly reauthorized farm bill. One of the issues is that most of the agricultural conservation practices that have been put in place over the last several decades have focused on soil erosion, keeping particulate phosphorus that goes along with the sediment on the land and not getting into the lake. And it's been quite successful in doing that. But that, coupled with some other practices and coupled with the climate-induced massive storms that we're seeing in the spring, is now producing a situation where we're having dissolved phosphorus getting into the lake, which is not something we saw much of before. It's tripled since the mid-90s. And it's this new form of phosphorus that we don't have great agricultural practices to protect against yet. And so that's where the focus is now, is how to keep that form of phosphorus out of the lake.
So it's these supercell storms that are drenching really fast and picking up the nitrogen and carrying it off.
Absolutely. And it's phosphorus in this case. It's nitrogen that matters a lot more in the marine environment, but it's phosphorus here, and it is these massive storms that are really flushing the land much more than it had in the past.
Is this related to climate change?
Very much so. This trend in the increased storms has been documented over the last decade or two, have increased 50, 60, 70% in this region, and most of the climate models are projecting that to continue to increase into the future.
So are there any quick fixes for this?
The quick fixes are to implement what's called 4 R's in agriculture, making sure the fertilizer is put on in the right amount, at the right time, in the right place, in the right way, to try to keep this dissolved phosphorus from getting into the lake.
Okay, that's Don Scavia. He's the director of the Graham Sustainability Institute at the University of Michigan. Thanks very much.
Thank you.